Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call, tape number 241, The Work of the Godhead. Although the word Trinity does not appear in the Bible, the concept of God in three persons or three individuals together making up the one Godhead is taught from cover to cover, is explained fully in tape number 37. But although the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are all one in purpose, in character, and in aim, John 17, 21 and 22 and chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, still, in the work each of the three does, they are very different. The Bible reveals to us that each member of the Godhead has his own work, his own sphere or area on which he and he alone works. For instance, the Father is consistently pictured as the planner, the originator of the plans that were later put into effect. Christ is shown time and again to be the agent of the Father, the one who carries out those plans or fulfills them, and the Holy Spirit is invariably seen organizing things afterward, setting them into some kind of understandable order. Three distinct areas of work. Now let's look at some specific examples of this. In the creation of the universe, as recorded in Genesis chapters 1 and 2, this division of work is shown to be true. God the Father planned these things in the beginning. 1 Corinthians 8:6 expresses it this way. To us there is but one God, the Father of, or from, whom are all things. The Father originated all things. But that verse goes on, and there is one Lord Jesus Christ, by or through whom are all things. God originated the plan to create the heavens and the earth, but it was through Christ as agent that that creation was carried out. John 1:3 says of Jesus, called the Word, verse 1 and verse 14, that all things were made by or through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Colossians 1:16 tells us concerning Jesus that by him were all things created, that are in heaven, and that are in earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones, or dominions, or principalities, or powers, all things were created by him, and for him. Then we're told something of the Holy Spirit's work. Genesis 1:2, the earth was without form, and void. All was unorganized, confusion, and chaos. And so the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, bringing order and organization to that creation. The word moved in that passage means literally in the original language to hover or brood over, as a mother hen brooding on her nest, bringing forth life from non-life as a result. The word is even used in that picture in Deuteronomy 32:11, as an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth or broodeth over her young. So the Holy Spirit had his part in the reshaping of that creation into an organized, usable state for man. In a similar fashion, what might be called a spiritual creation shows the same division of work in the Godhead. The Father laid down the plans for his church and its attendant system of salvation, Ephesians 3:11. But it was the Son, Jesus, who came to earth, assumed the form of a man, carried out those plans, Philippians 2:6-11, and it was the work of the Holy Spirit to put the facts concerning this way of salvation into organized, usable form, and deliver them in that form to man as the New Testament of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and John chapters 14, 15, and 16 describe in detail the work of the Holy Spirit in this area. So in their work, as well as in their very nature, these three persons who make up the one God complete and perfect each other. Eliminate the work of any one of the three, and we don't have a chance for salvation, for the system would be just that incomplete. But we wouldn't miss it, for we likewise wouldn't have physical existence. For in that case, the physical creation itself would be incomplete. Yet this is the result if we deny the existence of any one of the three, or even two of the three, as some religions do. Three areas of work, and three persons in the one God to accomplish those three works. So realize and appreciate the work and the importance of each member of the three that together make up the one God of the Bible.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.